With a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Start a state track and field. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Give you a rundown of some of the athletes that are going to be competing today. A lot of them are from our area. Yesterday, the Big Ten baseball tournament continuing in Omaha. A loss for the Iowa Hawkeyes, 4-3. Their first loss of the tournament, double elimination. So they'll play again. They lost to Michigan State, 4-3 yesterday. They play Purdue again today at 2 p.m. Also yesterday, the Grundy Center girls golf team has advanced to the Class 2A state tournament along with some individuals. The Spartans play second with a score of 355 at the regional meet in Class 2A at West Marshall. Reagan Pekarik led the Spartans with an 82 to place fifth. Macy Kiewit was ninth with an 86. Adeline Van Zook was 14th with a 93, and Contessa Dirks and Riley Whitehill tied for 15th with 94s yesterday at West Marshall. Individually, Dyke New Hartford's Keely Cowton placed 6th with a 92, and that got her into state at Waterloo Columbus at that regional meet. So congratulations to the Wolverine Keely Cowton. Also in Class 2A, taking a look that state tournament will be held next week at American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. In Class 1A, regional final at North Mahaska, AGWSR's Anya Vogel advanced to the state meet. Congratulations. Miss Vogel had a third-place finish with an 87 scoring yesterday down at North Mahaska. And also, it was regional final at South Winneshiek. North Butler's Zoe Thompson advances to state with a fifth-place finish. And Miss Thompson scored a 90 to advance to the 1A state meet, which will be at the Cedar Point Golf Course in Boone. Now, the golf meets for girls' state will be next Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th of May. In boys' sub-state tennis, Applington, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center's teams season came to an end at the bracket up in Luther College in Decorah. In the first round duel, the Falcons defeated the Spartans 5-0 in doubles. Caden Purdy and Troy Niemeyer won 6-4, 6-3 at number one. And Tyler Whittaking and Sam Jensen won 6-3, 6-2 at number three. Jonah Carney and Noah Harbaugh won 7-5 and 6-1. Needing two singles wins to advance, Niemeyer at number three and Harbaugh at number six finished their matches with a win to clinch first place in the duel. And the Falcons advanced to play Decorah then in the sub-state final, which defeated Decorah defeated Clear Lake, by the way, 5-0 in the first round. Jonah Carney and Noah Harbaugh won 6-4, 6-1 at number three doubles, but the Vikings won the next five matches to move on to the state tournament, winning over the Falcons 5-1 in that sub-state boys team tennis final. Also yesterday, let's take a look at the scorecard at RadioOnTheGo.com where we had some baseball and softball. Hampton Dumont Cal falling to Clear Lake in game one of a doubleheader, 4-1 Lions, and Clear Lake wins game two over the Bulldogs, 12-2. In softball, it was North Butler edging number 14 Don Bosco. What a great way to start the season for the Bearcats, the blue and gold, with a 4-3 win over the Lady Dons yesterday. Well, today, of course, is the start of state track and field, and we have quite a list of events we're going to do chronologically here throughout the morning anyway. And this is in the Class 1A field that will be on in the morning, and 2A and 3A will be in the afternoon. In the morning here, North Butler's Shuttle Hurdle Relay and West Fork's Girls Shot Put with Riley Digman start at 9 a.m. At 10:10 a.m., North Butler's Ezra Ameline in the 3,200-meter run. At 11 o'clock, North Butler's Cameron Bartles in the 200-meter dash preliminaries. At 11 a.m., West Fork's Rylan Dorenkamp will compete in the 200-meter prelims. AGWSR's Bo Starr in the boys' shot put, as well as Clarksville's Dawson Barnett and Tommy Barnett in the boys' shot put Class 1A at 11:30. That begins. And North Butler's Brecken Uhlenhop also part of that field. Also at 12:10 today, North Butler's 4x800-meter relay will take part in the finals there. North Butler's will have Cameron Bartles in the 100-meter dash preliminaries at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:20, AGWSR's Piper Smith in the girls' 400-meter dash finals. And her, a cohort there at AGWSR on the boys' side, Carl Hooger, also in the boys' 400. North Butler's Brady Henning competes in the boys 400 as well at 1:40 p.m. this afternoon. North Butler and the boys shuttle hurdle relay at 2 o'clock, along with the South Hardin boys long jump competitor Peyton Welch and Hampton Dumont Cal's Marin Subert in the girls discus starting at 2 p.m. today. At 2:40, Dyke New Hartford will be in the boys shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries. We're switching over here to 2A and 3A, by the way. And Grundy Center will be in the boys shuttle hurdle along with Iowa Falls Alden at 2:40, and South Hardin also in that boys shuttle. And in the girls' 3,000-meter run, Mackenzie Valley will run that final at 3:35 today. Again, a very busy Thursday for today down at the state track meet. The boys' 3,200-meter run will follow that. Emerson Volks hoping for big things for Grundy Center at 3:50 p.m. Iowa Falls Alden has Andrew Heron also in the boys' 3,200 meters. Ella Butcher from Applington Parkersburg in the girls' 200-meter dash preliminaries at 4:20, along with Dyke New Hartford's Chloe Paulson and Lorena Dykeman of South Hardin in that girls' 200 prelim. At 4:30, boys' shot put starts at that point, and South Hardin's Preston Dolash is in that competition. And the boys' discus at 4:30, Bo Morton of Hampton Dumont Cal will compete for that final. Maura Bernard of Applington Parkersburg in the girls' long jump at 4:30 as well. The boys' 200-meter dash preliminary sees Cruz Burrows from Iowa Falls Alden and Thomas Ogden from IFA as well, teammates competing in the preliminaries at 4:40 of the 200. Casey Williamson of South Hardin in the boys' 200 prelim as well. Applington Parkersburg has the girls' 4x8 at 5 o'clock, along with Dyke New Hartford in the 4x8, Grundy Center in the 4x8, on the girls' side and the boys' side, Applington Parkersburg, and Dyke New Hartford, South Hardin, all in the boys' 4x800-meter relay. At 6:30 p.m. this evening, Applington Parkersburg's Ella Butcher, along with Dyke New Hartford's Chloe Paulson and Grundy Center's Ava Heron, South Hardin's Lorena Dykeman, all in the girls' 100-meter dash preliminaries. Again, that's at 6:30 today. And at 6:45, it'll be Casey Williamson of South Hardin in the boys' 100-meter dash preliminary. Grundy Center has Charlie Kirkpatrick in the girls' 400 at 7 p.m. this evening. And that's a final, along with Ada Eller of South Hardin on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Grundy Center's Braden Davey, that is, in the boys' 400 meters. And the evening concludes with Applington Parkersburg's girls' shuttle hurdle relay team at 7:40 this evening. Big day. Over 40 events from our area that our guys will be covering down at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium. Also, girls' soccer today, Dyke New Hartford at number 14, Iowa Falls Alden at 5:30. And there's some baseball and softball. On the softball side, Clarion Goldfield Dows at Manson Northwest Webster. And the baseball team for the Cowboys also over in Manson today. And Iowa Falls Alden is at South Hardin for baseball this evening. Iowa Falls Alden boys soccer team finished up their season this spring with a record of 2-15. The Cadets' wins came against Hampton Dumont Cal and Charles City before their season ended with a loss to APDNH in the first round of the Class 2A Substate bracket. Second-year head coach Jake County says the Cadets' group of seniors helped provide leadership during the soccer season that showed signs of growth for the boys program at IFA.
I'm just thankful for the six seniors that played tonight and, you know, how hard they worked in general. I know that we have a bunch of holes to fill in that for next year, and I'm just really thankful for the leadership that those guys provided and changing things around with me. Obviously, you know, not winning a game last year to improving and winning two games this year. And we went from, you know, 19 guys last year on the roster to now like 35.
County says the two-win season was an important step forward, especially as the Cats adapted to changes and challenges throughout the year.
Just confidence aspect, like we're here, we've built the skills, just, you know, you trust in yourself, trust in the skills that we've built throughout the whole season. You can tell from this year to, you know, from last year to this year even. I mean, two wins doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a huge stepping stone from where we were last year. And again, even from the first beginning of this part of the season, we lose a goalkeeper early on. We're literally adapting as games went on about how to, you know, fill in that goalkeeper spot, and we do perfectly fine with it later on in the season.
Junior Owen Penning led Iowa Falls Alden with 7 goals this season, while Brandon Asada led the Cadets with 16 points on 5 goals and 6 assists. In the Cadets' 2 wins, senior Reed McGurvin recorded 2 shutouts from the goalkeeper position. The Cadets will graduate 8 seniors this offseason. And again, more sports, as always, online at RadioOnTheGo.com and our social media Radio On The Go platforms. Again, state track coverage later on this morning, so stay tuned for that with Jason and John. And again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, Radio On The Go Sports.